county business, and we go into a new budget year, we have to consider a serious budget and a serious tax rate. We're here to hear from our constituents and to discuss this tax rate tonight. I pray that the decisions that this court will implement will be heavily influenced by you. In fact, we ask for your complete intervention and divine direction in establishing this budget and this tax rate. We just pray for your presiding over this meeting tonight and ask that you would guide us through any questions that we would be able to answer them and properly respond to the folks that support this county with their tax dollars. We just turn this meeting over to you now. In Christ's name, amen.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
For the record, today is the 14th of September, 2017, at 6 p.m. And again, the single purpose of the item for tonight is a little tax rate hearing. This will be the first of two. We will have our second and final about 11 days from now when we have our final Commissioner's Court meeting of the month. And at that time, we will have both a tax rate hearing as well as a budget hearing, and then the court will...
No, you'll have those on the 8th.
I'm sorry, I'm quoting the wrong day. That's Monday, a week.
No, it's just 4 or 5 days from now. Today's
Monday. Well, I am looking at the calendar wrong.
Yeah.
We'll have those hearings on Monday morning. Those will be the only agenda items. Then we will vote on the 20th. Let me make sure I count that building. That'll be on the 18th, 4 days from now. Then on the 25th, when we gather for the final Commissioner's Court meeting of the month, we will actually vote, take a final vote on both the tax rate and the budget. So, we begin just with a brief statement here, and then we'll begin our time for public comment. But this is, again, our tax rate hearing to invite public comment on the proposed 2017-18 tax rate. The proposed rate, 47.9 cents per $100 evaluation. This is comprised of a 35.82 cent M&O rate and a 12.08 interest and sinking fund or debt service rate. So 35.82 plus 12.08 for a total of 47.90. This is a 4.5% increase over the current year's overall rate of 45.84. So that's up 2.06 cents, or a 4.5% increase. The proposed rate is below the rollback rate of 49.28, but it's greater than the effective rate of 46.82. Some of the factors contributing for what the court feels is a need for an increase include, item one, an additional commitment to the City of Mount Pleasant for fire protection in an amount of $360,000 over where it had previously been. Item two is the implementation of a STEP program for the Sheriff's Office pay, which we believe will enable the Sheriff's Office to be more competitive with their pay and enable Sheriff Ingram to retain and continue to have the very best that he can possibly have there and continue to perform at a high level as he does. Item number three, this is our first full year of the County Road Engineer Department, which includes the engineer's salary, additional funding for road construction and maintenance, additional equipment purchases, and an additional position in the maintenance barn where they maintain county equipment and vehicles. This is a major change for Titus County as we transition from a traditional road commissioner form of governance to a centralized road engineer department. Our road engineer, Roger Ledbetter, brings a change in philosophy that focuses on countywide prioritization, major rebuilds to targeted roads, and an emphasis on regular maintenance to achieve longer life from our roadways. This comes at a cost as we identify and fund these projects with an objective of increasing the life of the roads and reducing the continual need for small repair work. The continued commitment to better roads, if this is indeed what our residents want, will require future increases to the road and bridge budget to achieve better county roads that withstand the demands of normal traffic, timber transport, and energy-related transport. The abnormally heavy rains of the past 2 years have taken a hard toll, and we've lost quite a bit of ground. Item 4, a 2% raise for county employees, with the exception of members of the court. Item 5, higher cost of health insurance. We recently completed a workshop to consider the possibility of converting to a fully funded insurance plan through Texas Association of Counties with Blue Cross Blue Shield, instead of our current partially self-funded plan, which we've had for many years. But the court concluded this was not, at least at this time, a cost-saving move. Item 6, retirement benefits continue to creep up in the form of our retirement plan. This year's current increase will be about 10% to keep that currently funded. And then finally, just a few minor repairs to the courthouse and some county facilities. Commissioners, if you have any comments at this time, please feel free. Otherwise, I'm going to turn it over to the members of the audience. I'm sorry for that buzz. Is that one still on?
It's on. Yes, that was on.
Commissioners, this time may not have a comment. They may respond to you, but this time I'll invite anyone that would like to address the court to come on up on the podium. Not that we can't hear you, so just to get it on the record as far as our audio and video recordings go. Judge Flanagan, come on up.
Alpha Flanagan. And maybe I missed some budget hearings that I didn't get the information, but if I can, I'd like to get it soon. How much is the road and bridge fund increase?
Say that again.
How much is the increase on the road and bridge fund?
We have committed an additional $500,000 basically to road materials in the road and bridge budget. That doesn't include cost of funding of the road engineer, salary, and those other items that I mentioned to you. Mr. Ledbetter had asked for in excess of about $1.2 million to begin a process of approximately 15-year seal coat rotation throughout all the roads in the county. And while we didn't feel like we could fund that kind of an increase all at once, he was trying to let the court know that he felt like he had done a pretty detailed analysis of what it was going to take in order to achieve that objective of being able to seal coat all the roads in the county at least on a once every 15-year basis. That would mean some roads would not get it that much, others would get it more frequently. At this time, the court felt like all that they could commit to his request at this time was $500,000.
So this is about a 50% increase in the road and bridge?
No, that $500,000 would be more like a 25% increase.
25%. Okay. And I understand that we're on a two-year program, so to speak. This is the first year of the unit system. As a taxpayer, if we increase the road and bridge fund this year, how can the taxpayers know which is the best system, the unit system, or the system that we're running?
Well,
because we're comparing apples and oranges. I think the taxpayer deserves the right to compare apples and apples if the unit system is ever voted on again. And the only way to do it, if the commissioners, if we give the commissioners a 25 to 30% increase in their funds, I'm sure they could have done more too. And I think the road and bridge fund should be remaining the same as it was last year, so that the taxpayer can compare what they had and what they've done.
And I think you have a valid point, you expressed that to me before. Anyone care to respond to that? Valid question. You bring up a point of why not leave the monies the same to enable us to see if a road engineer form of governance is better, worse, the same as the road commissioner form.
Just recently, Mr. Field testified that we had cut the budget, or not raised the budget, through the years since we started building the loop, and therefore we had shortchanged the road and bridge thing, and he thought we should add $1 million to it. And last year, it was $1 million in the budget. We didn't use it all the time. Based on those basis, but based on those facts, that it has been shortchanged for however long the loop started, is why it probably should need to be increased a little bit. But you, it's just, when you say 25,000 or 25%, the road and bridge is was already 525,000 or $50,000 per precinct. That's four times that, 2 million, whatever it is.
But that's all the salaries. The salaries are included in that. This 500,000 doesn't have the salaries included.
Only one salary, all salaries.
That is a good point that you bring up. So that 25% that I quoted is understated. I don't know if it's the full 50% more, but you're right about that.
You know, if you took each commissioner's portion in the past and just applied the materials, we might be looking at 100% increase in the materials. Is that correct?
It's probably 200,000 in each precinct, actually, the road materials and stuff.
In the past.
So that would be 800,000.
800,000 and 500 is a whole lot more than 25% of that 100,000.
That's right. It is going to be difficult for you to compare the apples to apples in the past. And even this year, we put a lot of $1 million, right? Spent it this year with some equipment. It's going to have to be able to do to prepare the roads better. Spend about $175,000 roughly, buying a truck, some other machinery. And we've given them the rest of the money, the rest of $1 million. I don't know if they're going to spend it because of ranks and hell or not. But we gave them the rest of the money. If they spend it on the road and truck, or they have to identify the roads that they're working on. You can't compare that to 2 years ago when they were working with $200,000 in each precinct.
That's right. And what raises the question to me, you know, and I know this is a transition year, Paul, but, and this is a small item, but it's a brush off in the right of ways in our area, and until Bounty came out and did it himself, it hadn't got done. And normally they do it 3 times a year. So, you know, how can I compare, you know, from year to year if we're putting that much more money in there? And so I just feel like that the taxpayer deserves the right to know which will make things the best system for the future. And we can't do it this way. I mean, we can't make that determination by just adding more money each year. Do we know how many miles of road was done this year?
I haven't finished yet, so I don't think they've got that number. Unless they get through a whole lot this month. I haven't heard of ordinance in July, August, that's right.
rain on the old commissioners as well as it rained on.
But it was an unusual summer.
We don't really have that now. We had 70 each of us. Did you mind, huh?
Did the whole year, I've only got some.
But I mean, the only other way to do it is to say, well, we're gonna hold that money back. Well, like I said, we've already spent some of it.
Okay, how much are we holding back from this year? How much are they not gonna spend this year?
I'm not sure. I thought they would carry over $4,000, but I'm not sure they could carry over any.
Okay, so.
Because they're saying that they're working it pretty quickly right now, so I don't know.
Is that here?
What here?
Yeah, I answered. Okay, well, if you're gonna speak, anybody can speak in his mind.
Your actions here. Probably going to carry over that $1 million. I think we figured it up today, somewhere around maybe 300,000.
And probably 375 of the money that's spent was still equipment.
That's correct, yes.
Yeah. So maybe 200 is going on.
And I talked to the court last time about maybe purchasing another piece of equipment. Just like we bought, because it seems like it's moving along in the past.
By the way, this is Philip Kaufman. Philip works for Rob Rogers, his second in command. Maybe hang close.
Oh, yeah, of course. Yeah, and
let me turn back, man, before I recognize you almost see it.
Well, if we're carrying over $300,000, they're already going to have more next year. Part of it's out of $1 million that was appropriated this year. Originally, they put in $1 million for all the road and bridge. So we're going to carry over $300,000, plus we're trying to add another $500,000. So
basically, the court decided that whatever was carried over would be used towards that $500,000. Not necessarily 500 in new money. So it wouldn't be 300 plus 500. What this court had agreed upon would be if there was, say, that $300,000 figure carried over, it would become part of that $500 additional contribution. So it may not be a debt of a new $500,000.
So we wouldn't have to add another 500 in the budget?
Correct.
Maybe
200 in that example.
It goes back to the fact that we're going to have 300,000 more if you don't add anybody. They've got 300,000 more plus their original budgets. And they've already got a head start on them next year from the standpoint of us being able to compare what's been done in the past and what they're going to be doing each year, you know, whether from here out. And that's all I'm asking. It may be the same budget, so that the taxpayer can tell, you know, what we're looking at in the future.
And once again, I acknowledge your point. I think you bring up a valid point. I can only speak for myself, and I'll speak for myself I felt like the time was appropriate for us to begin a recommitment of additional monies to our roads. The fact that it coincided with the new road engineer, which is a coincidence in my mind, with the strong fund balance that we've got and our desire to bring that fund balance down some, I personally felt like the time was right to begin increasing the amount that we allocate.
So waiting one more year in our lives, I don't think that's true.
That's personal.
No, you're good.
I don't see how you can compare apples to apples when the road commissioner started his first year minus the budget of 1%. So how can you do that, won't you have that budget next year?
I'm not sure I understood your question. You're following up on what?
He's talking about keeping the budget for the roads the same as last year. But you can't compare 1 year's worth of the work the road commissioner's done when he was minus the budget from the precincts, which had been spent before he even got in office. Isn't that correct?
Well, we spent, Mr. Fields spent some of the $200,000 in October, that's correct.
Okay, that was my understanding.
Yes.
The other thing is, if you do the apples-to-apples comparison, then you're not increasing your budget, then we can cut back the tax rates, right?
Well, we weren't funding the extra money we were given to the roads out of the tax rate. We were funding it out of the fund balance. The only thing that the tax rate was increased was for was the fire protection and the changes in the sheriff's department salaries and the 2% raise. Basically, that's the only items.
Does that answer your question? He apparently understood that than I did. Did that answer the question that you asked?
Yeah, my question was just why, that you can't compare apples to apples even by keeping it the same. And that's my question. Observation.
What was your name, ma'am, just for the record?
Karen Gather.
Ms. Gather, okay.
I'm not trying to be argumentative with you, Carl. Whether we raise the tax rate or not is really beside the point. $200,000.
Well, I understand what you're saying.
$200,000 wouldn't change the tax rate that much.
Right.
I'm just saying, line out a budget.
That's right.
The budget of the road and bridge.
Right.
For us to be able to know next year, the year after, whatever.
Yes.
If it's the same, then we can tell them.
Yes. Well, I agree with you. I always asked her, because she was saying if we did fund the extra road, then we could lower the tax rate. We didn't hold that money out of the tax increase. That money was just fund balance money. But you're right. It's going to be hard to compare which system's better when you put more money into the new system.
That's right. And even last year, they got $1 million more. So they automatically have $1 million more starting out the year with the unit system than they'd had in the past. So if you really want to get an apples and apples, let's go back to where it was 2 years ago before the million, and let's see how many miles of road we get working.
The budget's been starting for a while. I've been, you know, with Mike for several years, and the extra money that we've got, the $1 million, you're right, that's, doesn't give a true, but on the flip side of that, we've needed the extra money for years, and Roger's done a good job of pointing out some really good things that we need to, you know, change, and, you know, it's, he's taught me a lot to move the county forward on some road building, and I think we can do a good job of doing that with the extra money. I know it's just 1 year, but 1 year on the roads with the weather that we've had is horrible. We can't keep up with the pothole patching. I know, you know, the judge is getting a lot of phone calls. We're getting a lot of phone calls on the pothole patching, and that's because they're deteriorated so bad that they're not holding up to the weather. And all we've been able to afford to do in the past is smear some stuff on it, and it's going to come right back up just as soon as it gets ready. Because we don't have the, we didn't have the funds to fix it correctly. So hopefully the court will funded, whether it goes back or not, I'm not here to debate that, but Titus County really needs that money for the roads in general. I mean, we have to travel up and down the roads, the fire department has to get to the houses that are on fire, and if they can't get up and down the roads because they're so horrible, then it's not doing them any good to get the extra money either, you know, that thing. So, that's just my two cents. Whatever it's for.
Thank you, Cole.
Well, I'd like to say, too, that I agree with Philip that we need more money, but I also agree with Alfred that we to have a comparison. I've had a lot of people that have talked to me about, you know, about the system and the way it's working. And if we continue with the way we're going, then, you know, funding that money, then they're not going to be able to tell where it's working any better or not. I think that we've needed money in the road and bridge for a while. I understand why we haven't had it, but it's what, whatever we want to do. If we want to compare, then we need to hold that 500. If we don't want to compare and then go on with what we're going, then we need to put that 500 in. That's my opinion.
Can we not transition to a road engineer form? Do you commissioners feel like you would have asked for a significant increase to help fight against the damages that have been done by the weather? And I'm not trying to prove the point, I'm just saying, would this have been a good year for a substantial increase in your road budget to help?
I would say that, I don't know that it would have been substantial, but I would like to see an increase in my income. Simply because that, you know, it is hard when you've got a $500,000 budget and you've got $325,000 or $330,000 coming out of that for salaries and insurance and retirement and all that, and you've got $200,000 to work with the years that we've had, it's hard to do.
Judge, remember this. When we put the money in the budget, it was in September. That election was not until November. So if the election had not, if the election results had been to keep the city the way it was, these four commissioners would have had $1 million, not the road engineer. As it worked out, the road engineer. We put $1 million in the budget.
Yeah.
So it was there. It's just easier to use it instead of the four of them getting to use it. But
it was just, the timing of it just happened to be what it was. We didn't get through with the loop early enough, put the money in there any earlier than that. We had to hold money back in case we had a problem. Whether it was timing to get the money from the state or overrunning the cost. Luckily, we were able to cut it low. That's why we had the money left available, and that's why we put it in the budget in September, we put it in there. But the election wasn't until September, so we didn't have any idea how the election was gonna go.
I already had started planning out my $250,000 that I was going, as to what I was gonna do with it, my roads, to get ready to start seal coat next year. I was gonna use all of that, the materials and all that to get that started. And that, you know, I already had that planned out.
May I ask one more question? You're gonna have to get out of there pretty long. Mike, you've been there the longest. What's the most? What's the most and the fewest miles of road that y'all actually tear up and lay back down on here?
Yeah, years ago?
Well, just in general.
Well, what happened is all prices continued to go up. We used to do around 15 miles a year.
So that would be the most. Each precinct would try and literally tear it up and lay back down 15 miles. That's probably 60 miles of road. And then oil prices hit $100 a barrel and you have to run for material. But now it's back down to $50 a barrel. And we've done 8 miles of road and had that ready to seal coat next year. Roughly. And that's 2 miles. If you average it out for precinct, that's 2 miles per precinct. So.
And we'll continue to work, I mean.
I understand. You still got as long as you want to work, and you continue to work. Right.
And what we're doing in the past and what we're doing now is correctly, so it's a learning curve to have on top of that.
But it would be hard to get even another 8 miles of road right now, wouldn't it?
No, I think it would.
You think you might hit some trouble? Well, I think my point was made here, and there was more money this year than in the past. So it goes back to allow us to compare what we had in the past on the average with what we'll have next year. Thank you.
Just one final comment that I would say, and again, I'm certainly not being argumentative with you either. And I'm only speaking for myself, and I'm the least knowledgeable about road building as anybody in this room. My job, I feel like, is not to conduct an experiment as to whether this or this is the better form of governance. The voters made a decision. It's my job to carry that out, moving forward, thinking this is going to be the way it is forever and ever until I'm told different. And that may come soon. It may not come. I don't know. At that time, then I'll make a 180 degrees and I'll go a different direction. But in the meantime, I'm here to see that the road engineer works.
I understand. But if the electorate wants to take a look at changing it next year, how do we know what to compare it to?
That's up to you to decide.
To help make that comparison.
Yeah, I mean, I don't feel like that's up to me to conduct that experiment. You'll have to evaluate that in whatever way that you choose to evaluate.
I could vote for my help us make that experiment. As I said, it's 1 year. Yeah. So I'm a year older. At this rate, by the time it gets around to maybe my road getting fixed, I might be not able to drive. You know, I might be able to buy the mountain and like take a license for it. So, but you know, that's sort of beside the point. I say it was 1 year over the next 15 or 20 years. And I think it helps us decide if the election were to come back up. It helps us make a decision.
That we wouldn't put more money in on the bridge before we ever even thought about it.
On a one-year basis. We were told, taxpayer once again was told, it was a one-time deal, is that not correct, Carl?
That's right, we put in $1 million.
For 1 year. They didn't say it was ongoing.
I asked specifically for $155,000 extra dollars for material and appreciate what the budget last year before we filled out a little budget form for more material. And that was $155,000. And I asked for it, we ran out of store for material.
So did y'all get the $155,000 plus $1 million? Okay.
Not in precinct one, I can tell you got a little bit of that, excuse me.
But if there was the $1 million was a one-time.
That's right.
Amount, and then they would look at it after that.
Okay.
Thank y'all, appreciate you coming down.
Thanks, sir.
Thank you.
Thank you. All right, second call for comments from the public. Anything that you want me to elaborate on or more information on? As Ms. Chisholm reminded us, this is the first of two meetings. We'll have another tax rate hearing in combination with a budget hearing next Monday morning, the 18th at 9 a.m. So if you all tonight forgot about something, make a note, bring it back up. I'm going to make the third and final call for any public comment on the proposed 2017-18 tax rate. Any comments by commissioners will be your time, or I'll ask for a motion to adjourn. And I'll start on numerical order. To my right is Commissioner Precinct 1, and I'll just see if there's any comments. It does not appear to be. Thank you both.